Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where I am sure all my listeners and colleagues are jealous of the fact that it's 50 degrees here and we have no snow. Well, it's time for that breakthrough tip this first Monday of the month, so let's pop over as we talk to Don Cooper today, because he's going to tell us how to approach prospects. How are you doing today, Don?
I am wonderful, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm a little jealous of everybody who's getting to be snowed in and have that as an excuse to not have to go anywhere.
Yeah, don't be jealous.
So how do we approach prospects? I'm ready for a great brain download from you today.
Okay. This is a really tricky area because so many salespeople, business owners, and professionals get it wrong. What most people do when they're calling up a new prospect or sending an email or sending a LinkedIn message is they make it all about themselves. So the phone call or the email or whatever goes something along the lines of, "Hi, how are you? We are and we do and we have, and let me tell you all about us." And the reality is nobody cares. Everybody that you contact is busy. They've got things to do. They've got a long to-do list. They don't need to hear all about your company or your product. No matter how great you think it is, nobody else really cares. So the key to approaching prospects is to reverse that. Do not make your first communication all about you. Make it all about them. When you are calling a prospect or emailing a prospect or in any other way contacting a prospect, call with something of value. Offer them something. Give them something. That's the reason for them to take your call. That's the reason for them to call you back. That's the reason for them to listen to you. When you deliver value, instead of demanding their time and attention, you change the dynamic. You are no longer a salesperson trying to get on their calendar. You become a resource offering something of value that enriches their life. What do I mean by that? Let's say, for example, you run a doggy daycare. Well, your first contact with your prospects might be a letter. You get a mailing list of dog owners in your geographic area, say a couple of zip codes. Mail out a short letter about who you are and include in that letter a small package of dog treats. That is something that a dog owner would love to receive in the mail. That's something of value. And because they've now received something of value for you, they're more interested in who you are. Now, they'll read that letter. When you call, they'll take your phone call. If you send an email, they'll read your email because you've delivered something of value. You have shown that you're not just out for yourself, you're actually looking out for the person you're contacting. But what can you give away? All kinds of stuff. The best things to give away are things that cost you nothing to create or to deliver. So information products are ideal. Things like articles, special reports, white papers. If you have any of those kinds of things, those are ideal to call an offer or to email an offer. So you call and say, "Hey, I noticed that you are in this business, this industry. We have a special report called in the report, would you be interested in that?" And if it's any good, they'll say, "Sure, I'll take that." You send that to them, and now you can begin a conversation because you can call back a few days later. "Hey, did you get that report that I sent you? Great. Was that helpful to you? Is this an issue for you?" And you can begin a conversation now because you've delivered value. For example, Michelle, your special report, How to Create Ridiculously Irresistible Tweets That Increase Your Business, is a great example. And that's one that people should download. And it's one that you can use when you're calling prospects directly or emailing new prospects. Hey, are you using Twitter? Are you wondering how to create great tweets? I've got a free special report called How to Create Ridiculously Irresistible Tweets That Increase Your Business. No cost, no obligation. And that becomes a great way to begin a conversation. I've got a special report that I'll make available to all of your listeners. Michelle, I'll send this to you, and you can post this on the framing link, called 10 Ways to Increase Your Sales Right Now. So I'll give that to all listeners as a free bonus. And if listeners have not downloaded either of these are both great examples, and you can use them as models to create your own special report, your own white paper. Other things you can give away are things like ebooks. If you've written an ebook, that makes a great thing to give away. It doesn't even need to be yours. You can find somebody else who's written an ebook and would be willing to let you give it away. I've got friends that have written ebooks, and they want me to give it away. So I give them to my audience. I give them to prospects. And I can, because it doesn't cost me anything. It doesn't cost anybody else anything. And it delivers value. And it's not just me saying, hey, look at me. Look how good I am. It's me saying, hey, here's something that I found of use, and you can use as well. Other things you can give away include a survey or study result. If you've done any kind of a survey or a study in your industry or your business, that might be of use to your prospects. In fact, you can make this a two-part prospecting tool. You could call to conduct the survey. Call your prospects to ask them questions for this survey. Say, I'm conducting a survey about, make it something that would be of interest to buyers in your industry or your market. Ask three or four questions, short, simple, quick, and then compile that information, and then contact them again. Say, hey, I've got the study results. I've got the survey results. Here's your free copy. And now you have demonstrated your market expertise, your industry expertise, delivered value, and now you can have a real conversation. You could offer something for free, like a free consultation, a free inspection, a free evaluation, a free appraisal, a free audit, a free checkup. Any of these things provide instantaneous value to prospects and cost you little or nothing. If you sell a product that's a consumable, you might offer a free sample. People love to get free samples. Procter & Gamble has built a billion-dollar business by giving away free samples of all their new products. You might offer a demo version or a trial version of whatever it is you sell. Again, this is free to people that receive it, and it delivers them value. And there are things you can offer that cost money, but don't necessarily cost a lot of money, depending on how you do it. For example, food. You can go out and buy a whole bunch of candy bars, dirt cheap, and take envelopes, put a candy bar in it with a short note, send that to all your prospects. You will be amazed taking your call once they get that. Because you're just going to call and say, hey, I don't want to send you the candy bar. I just want to make sure you received it. And now you can be in a conversation. This is a great way, by the way, to get on the good side of gatekeepers. You send a gatekeeper food, and now a gatekeeper will talk to you. You might send lottery tickets. Again, they're cheap, buck a piece. You can give me a whole bunch of them, pop them in envelopes with a short note, send those off. You might have an event, a concert, a party, and send out invites. That can be done by mail, by email, by LinkedIn message, or by phone. Other things like magnets, calendars, bookmarks, really any other kind of advertising specialty or promotional item that you buy. Any of those things can be great ways to break the ice. All of them deliver value to your prospect and give you a reason to call back to make sure that they received it, and now give you an opportunity to begin a conversation. That's really the key to approaching prospects. Don't approach them by saying, hey, let me take some of your time. Approach them by saying, here, let me give you something of value to you, your life, your family, your business. When you approach prospects that way, they will be happy to talk with you. They'll happily return your call, and you will get more business.
Oh, my gosh. Don, this was good. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Michelle.